Texte numéro 48. How every workplace became toxic. At nearly every company, there's an employee who thinks their workplace is toxic. The term has become a catch-all to describe all sorts of work issues, major problems such as unethical, abusive, discriminatory, and even illegal behaviours, but also everyday issues like cultures of long hours and burnout, or simple grievances with standard workplace policies. Recent high-profile reports of workplace toxicity have underscored the murky, imprecise definition of the word. In August, a pop star was named in a lawsuit accusing her of creating a hostile work environment through sexual, religious, and racial harassment, disability discrimination, assault, and false imprisonment. In September, Rolling Stone described the American late-night talk show, The Tonight Show, as a toxic workplace, following complaints from staffers of a high-pressure atmosphere, erratic behaviour of host Jimmy Fallon, and bullying from senior leadership. When toxicity has swelled to mean so much, it subsequently has come to mean so little too. Experts say the overuse and misattribution of the word can minimise or even mask real workplace issues, and that can create a whole new set of problems. The term toxic has a violent history. In ancient times, archers dipped their arrowheads into a mixture of blood, dung, and snake venom. The Greeks called this toxikon pharmakon, loosely translated as poisoned arrows. Borrowed from Latin and French, toxic was first recorded in English in the 17th century to describe poison. In the industrial era, toxic was ascribed to workplaces with real toxins, hazardous materials, and carcinogenic chemicals. The phrase toxic environment was initially literal. According to the American Historical Association, the metaphor first emerged in nursing. A 1989 guide to leadership defined toxic workplaces as those featuring conflict among roles, obscure goals and values, aggressive communication, and scenarios in which staff are used like material resources. During the following decades, toxic slowly became ubiquitous. It was Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year in 2018. Following the hashtag MeToo movement and the spotlight on toxic masculinity and harmful work environments. In subsequent years, however, toxic has been used to also describe everyday workplace annoyances, says behavioural expert Erickson. The word has gone into hyperinflation, often used to dramatically label situations that aren't actually poisonous, but rather negative experiences with a lousy manager. Toxic is so overused that I don't react when I see it now. As opposed to an increasing prevalence of toxic workplaces, Erickson blames social media for popularising the term and taking it into overdrive. While the technology creates more opportunities to expose genuinely harmful work environments, it can also encourage workers to share workplace grievances under a catch-all, self-perpetuating term, he says. Exaggerations are often attention-seeking, and everything spreads faster now. Search hashtag toxic workplace and you're drowning in noise. Adapted from BBC, October 2023.